1623. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. I want to talk about President Biden's latest primary challenger if he does run for re-election. But first, top three stories. North Korea is warning of offensive reaction over the United States and South Korea's drills. We talked about that yesterday. One of the top stories was we flew a B-52 bomber that was nuclear capable over the Korean Peninsula. And now it's the second time in a month that we've done so. But we've also ramped up some military drills with South Korea. So that's what North Korea is talking about. What kind of offensive action? I don't know. Maybe more of their missile tests, or are they going to try to do something, more? Not sure. Governor DeSantis, you just heard right there, visited Michigan, what he dubbed as anti-Florida, and amid 2024 speculation. There's a lot of buzz that now the legislative session is about halfway through here in the Florida legislative session, that he could be announcing his candidacy for president either right after the legislative session is over, or he might even announce it before that. Stormy Daniels absolutely wants to testify against Trump in an interview that she had with Pierce Morgan. Also in the interview, she did relay, though, she's not really wanting him to go to jail. Speaking of Stormy Daniels, she's part of our sign of the apocalypse that comes at about 6:40 right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives on News Radio.
We're looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. Highway 90, we still have slow-moving traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as Highway 90 westbound. This is going to be right near Bell Lane due to an accident. We're still seeing slowdowns in the westbound direction, but they are improving. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, President Biden, if he runs for re-election, he would have, we already know he has one person who's running against him, that is Marianne Williamson, who ran last time. She's the spiritualist, the person who's all about holistic health and all this other stuff. So she ran in the last presidential election and obviously lost, but she's gone ahead and thrown her name in the hat again. Well, he's got a second person who's thrown his name in the hat. Came out yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, yesterday when that was announced, it didn't trigger anything in my head. I was just thinking, okay, Robert Kennedy's son. All right, sounds good. But then I just didn't realize it until this today, and I was seeing some stuff about him. So I basically saw an article saying they were surprised to see that he was running as a Democrat. And I was thinking, why is this? I mean, he's RFK's son. Why would he not run as a Democrat, right? The nephew of JFK. Well, because he is known for being anti-vax. And I don't mean like anti-COVID vax, although he's that too. I'm talking anti-vaccines altogether. And as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, that RFK Jr. I guess I was just thinking it would be somebody. I get the reality of it is I just want to think that he would run for president. He is very politically divisive. He's 69 years old, and he is an environmental lawyer, and he is extremely outspoken against pretty much all vaccines. He's been blocked from Instagram. He's been blocked from Twitter and things. I think he's still on Facebook, but he's been blocked in those because of his anti-vax things that he pushes out there. And according to Instagram, he was blocked for repeatedly sharing previously debunked claims. So is what comes down to it. So, I was really kind of surprised to see that he's running for president. Two, that he did declare as a Democrat. If anything, I thought he might have been more libertarian leaning in the stuff I've read about him in the past, or just straight up independent. But I guess, you know, we know Bernie Sanders is an independent, but when he runs for president, what's he do? He switches party to Democrat Party to run. So it's probably one of those situations really where he really identifies probably more as an independent, but to run for president, he went ahead and chose the Democrat Party. So, yeah, he's been, it'd be interesting to see what, how this, this whole thing goes with him. But the reality of it is, if President Biden runs for re-election, it's going to be an uphill battle to beat Biden no matter what, no matter who it is. They're not going to be able to beat. It's just one of those things, incumbents, man. It's an incumbent recipe. As disastrous as Biden has been, a Democrat's not going to be able to beat him. But here's the other thing. If Biden doesn't run, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is going to be running on a basically anti-vax platform on the party that pushed for the vax, that mainly pushed for the vax. If there were any quote-unquote anti-vaxxers that were anti-COVID vaxxers, it was usually in the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party. And so now he's running for president, trying to get the nomination. Yeah, this is probably not going to go very far. It's just not going to go very far. Here's a text. Yeah, are Democrats going to vote for an anti-vaxxer? Yeah, that's exactly my point. That's exactly the point I was trying to make. I went a long way about it. But I was like, even if Biden doesn't run again, so it's an open primary for the Democrat primary. Even if he doesn't run, it's open primary. He still ain't getting the nomination as an anti-vaxxer. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Radio 92.3 coming up here in about 6 minutes. We'll give you a Cliff Notes version of the Florida legislative update for you. We're about the halfway point now in the Florida legislative session. And so I've got some of the 10 big issues that we hit at the halftime point, at the half mark here. Still a lot more to cover in the legislative session for the next 30 days, but I'll give you an update of where we're at thus far. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, Tennessee Representative Justin Pearson is waiting to find out if he'll be expelled. He's one of three Democratic state representatives that Tennessee's Republican-controlled House wants to expel for demonstrating on the House floor for stricter gun laws. Justin Jones was expelled earlier today. The vote to expel Gloria Johnson failed. Democrats are calling for an independent investigation into Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. A new report claims Thomas did not disclose luxury trips he accepted from a Republican donor. The report says the trips have taken place for decades. A vaccine to fight respiratory virus in infants is shown to be 82% effective in final testing. The RSV vaccine was given to expecting mothers during the second half of their pregnancy. Data is being reviewed by health regulators in the U.S. and Europe. And a bat used by Babe Ruth sold for a record $1.85 million. The sale is unique, and it's that it's the only known example to offer photo evidence. The bat's value shot up after an analyst matched markings on the barrel to a photograph of Ruth swinging the bat back in 1921. He would hit 59 home runs that year, a record that stood until Roger Maris hit 61, Bobby.
Yeah, that's a... So wait a minute. So what was the photo ID thing here?
The auction houses for items like these, like game used, they'll use photo matching where they'll look at like markings or just... So yeah, so this is the only bat that has been photo matched to being one that Babe Ruth used.
That's what they're talking about. Yeah. Okay, so it's been photo matched to the one that actually broke, so... all right. I saw that was a record-breaking thing. It's amazing to me still the amount of money people pay for those kinds of things. But, you know, I can see having a bat signed by somebody, but even then I wouldn't pay a lot of money for it. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, there's some sentimental stuff too. Like if it's sentimental, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, pretty crazy right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have some slow moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be Highway 90 right off of Pace Lane. An accident we had a little while ago caused some major slowdowns. It is improving and definitely still seeing some slow moving traffic in the westbound direction. Again, that is at Pace Lane off of Caroline Street in the westbound direction right near the Walmart Supercenter. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we've got your Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update. 10 big issues at the halfway mark of the Florida legislative session. That's next. Whoa. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we got our halfway point of our Florida legislative update. Halfway point of our Florida legislative session. So the update here, 10 big issues at the legislative halftime. This comes from Jim Saunders of News Service of Florida. Said the 10 big issues we've hit on already: abortion, affordable housing, budget, death penalty, elections, guns, immigration, lawsuit limits, LGBTQ issues, and school vouchers. So let me break down a couple of these here real quick for you. So abortion issue, it's not even complete yet, but the Senate has passed the abortion ban after 6 weeks. The House is looking to do the same thing. When it comes to the death penalty, this is one that the Senate has already passed its version, and it's going to the full House right now to get voted on. This one would get rid of unanimous jury recommendations for death penalties. Now it'd just be supermajorities. The other one, guns, constitutional carry for concealed firearms. So that is that we basically get rid of the licensing process in order to have a concealed carry firearm. I believe the licensing process will still be in place for reciprocal states. However, more and more states now, I think we're almost at half the states have constitutional carry now. So that is reciprocal. Then the school vouchers program. This bill ends income requirements for the current voucher system, but it basically expands it so anybody who wants a voucher to take your kid to private school, charter school, or homeschool can pretty much get one at this point. Now, the other big issue was where they expanded the parental rights in education bill all the way through eighth grade. The House has passed that bill. The Senate passed a bill that would expand it through 12th grade, but the House only passed it going through eighth grade. Also, they passed a bill that would bar doctors from providing puberty blockers and other hormone treatments for transgender minors. So those are just some of the main issues that happened in the first half of the legislative session. Lots more to happen in the second half of the session, including things like term limits for school board members and property taxes. New job skill that employers are looking for that will really help you out if you have it on your resume. And it's actually a job skill you can get pretty easily. So I'll share that with you in a little less than 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Then I wasn't going to share any more about Rebecca Jones, but sure, why not? Here you go. So I got a text. Rebecca Jones was not a GOP candidate. She was a liberal socialist Democrat. I don't know if anybody said GOP. She was the Democrat candidate against the GOP candidate, which was Matt Gaetz. That's what I think was meant to be said. Hopefully that was done correctly. Yeah, Rebecca Jones just... So Gracie's telling me in the break, she's like, have you looked at Rebecca Jones's? No, I will not look at her Twitter account or any of that stuff. That, I mean, during the primary or during the election, during the general election, if and the primary, because remember, she had a primary challenger against her in the Democrat primary here in the first congressional district. And during both of them, I made it pretty well known of how really I think she's a stupid lady. And I don't mean stupid like being insulting. I mean, she's an ignoramus. I mean, she's not a smart person. That's what I mean. When she thought the state was trying to manipulate COVID numbers, when really they were just updating the numbers that they were getting from hospitals, because she didn't understand the nuances of what was going on with COVID, that they were just trying to get numbers as soon as they could. So they were sending in numbers as soon as they had them. But then they were doing autopsies and finding out that people weren't dying of COVID. So we got to update the numbers here. So they sent the updated numbers to the state. The state said, okay, analysts, data inputters, we need you to change the data input here. She calls herself a data scientist. She's literally just a data inputter. She's not a data scientist. She didn't go to school. She didn't have some scientist for that. She's just a data inputter. And she was like, they're trying to manipulate the data, make it look like there's fewer deaths than what there actually was. It's like, there was fewer deaths. The hospitals did their research, did their extra research, took a few extra days, and said, hey, we got to revise the numbers from a few days ago. But because the mainstream media wanted DeSantis to be wrong, they jumped on this lady who is just not very smart and went with her story. And then when she got fired for not doing her job, she basically used her login for the state's websites to create her own dashboard. You can't do that. That's proprietary information. The state owns that data, not you. And so she used her data, and then she accused then they had the raid to get her computers and stuff like this. And she's like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. They're just attacking me. The governor has a personal vendetta against me. It's like, no, you're a moron. You can't use your login for the state's websites to access their data. That's called illegal. That's cyber hacking. Except you didn't even hack. You just used your login from before or used somebody else's login. That's illegal. You can't do that. Ignoramus evidence number two. Then we get to her trying to run for Congress after she moved away from the state of Florida and decided to move back. That was the legal challenge on the Democrat primary against her, going, she shouldn't be able to run. She hasn't lived in the state long enough. The state went ahead and said, well, since she already lived here before, we'll let her go ahead and run. But ignoramus number three, evidence of number three. And now you've got this situation where her 13-year-old son is accused of threatening to shoot up a school. He had social media posts online that said things like this to his friends: I want to shoot up the school. Simple as that. How about this? If I get a gun, I'm going to shoot up some people. Then another one: I'm getting a Wrath of Natural Selection shirt, so maybe I don't think many people know what the Columbine shooters look like. Another one: it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since I got my new antidepressants. They aren't working, but they're supposed to by now. So I have no hope in getting better, so why not kill the losers at school? Okay. You don't think any of these are red flags? Instead, Rebecca Jones goes to Twitter and says that the state has kidnapped. She used the word kidnapped. They are kidnapping her son. That's what she said. Ignoramus evidence number four. Then she says this as she continues on. Where's the quote? Because it's crazy. My family is not safe. My son has been taken on the governor's orders. I've had to send my husband and daughter out of the state for their safety. This is the reality of living in DeSantis's Florida. There is no freedom here, only retaliatory rule by a fascist who wishes to be king. Ignoramus evidence number five. I mean, it's like there's only so much you could do. She's an ignoramus in all sense of the word. She's just not a smart person. And because of that, when you're not a smart person and you've got a major platform, because at one point the mainstream media thought she was a smart person and they fell for it. Now she's got this major platform. And so you know what's happened? She has a gaggle of ignoramuses following her on social media and retweeting her craziness. But there you go. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic update. We're way past the fives because I had to rant a little bit.
That's okay. We don't have any traffic right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110, and even our slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. The all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's a text says, I'd said she'd be a candidate for Florida woman, but that's an insult to the Florida woman. Yes, amen to that. Let's see here. Yes. What do we got here? Socialism looks great on paper. Society, good for all people. Unfortunately, all socialism, communism does is give more power to the very, very corrupt people structure called government. Yes, ask the question, are these antidepressants affecting school shootings? That's another thing, too. I mean, yeah, the kid even mentioned, that was one of the things I thought, too. I thought, man, we could have this huge conversation about this situation. By the way, there was a school shooting thwarted out west. I got a text alert about that because there was a transgender who was planning on shooting up a school and had a manifesto and everything, and kids like this turned him in, and they were able to find the actual manifesto for this kid. So hopefully Rebecca Jones' son was just venting and just not being wise about it. I mean, after all, he comes from an ignoramus, so it's probably not a far-fetched to believe that he's an ignoramus too. But then there's a what? I'm sorry. I really don't. It's true. I mean, what kind of kid is going to post this stuff and not realize there's going to be results? So I'm sure he was probably just in a bad place. But you're stupid if you don't think that there's going to be consequences for that stuff, especially with all the school shootings that happen. So go get help. And the faster you can get away from your mom, probably the better you'll be. Just saying. All right, let's go ahead and get a sports update.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Your sports hit, TNT has the NBA right now. Miami Heat are beating the Philadelphia 76ers 27-23. When that game's over on TNT, they'll have the Denver Nuggets against the Phoenix Suns. Cleveland Cavs are beating the Orlando Magic by 1 point, 45-44. Major League Baseball underway. Atlanta Braves are beating the Padres 1-0 right now, bottom of the second inning. And they actually have a man on second base, no outs. So looks like they got a man in scoring position. They should score at least another run there. Boston beat Detroit earlier. The Giants beat the White Sox 16-6. Whew, a lot of runs. Toronto beat Kansas City earlier. Colorado beat Washington. In the Masters, Brooks Koepka, Victor Hovland, and John Rahm all are at the top of the leaderboard at 7 under par. Tiger Woods is at 2 over par, and Bubba Watson is at 5 over par. Then NHL hockey underway right now as well. Toronto and Boston still scoreless at the end of the first. Buffalo is beating Detroit 3-2. Florida Panthers are beating Ottawa 2-0. Washington is beating Montreal 1-0. New Jersey Red Devils are beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0. Pittsburgh over Minnesota 1-0. And the puck just dropped recently between Tampa Bay and the Islanders. That game is still 0-0. And then we also have on ESPN2 college hockey. That's right. Number one seed Minnesota beat Boston University 6-2 earlier. Coming up at 7:30, number three seed Michigan is playing number two seed Quinnipiac. That'll be on ESPN2 at 7:30. In sports news, it looks like the Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill says he plans to retire after the 2025 season. Only going to play 3 more seasons. That's it. And quarterback Cam Newton believes he's still a starter, but is willing to take a backup role. He pretty much hasn't been playing for about a year, so we'll have to see what happens right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, pretty much running out of time. I wanted to talk about I'll just bring this up. House Freedom Caucus has introduced 500 bills that are going to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion over a decade. That's the deficit, not the debt. But if they can reduce the deficit by $1 trillion, then that would end up helping to reduce the debt. So 500 bills introduced, but the including, by the way, one of the co-sponsors is our representative, Matt Gaetz. So, however, the White House has basically already said that their bills are dangerous for the public. And so it doesn't look like the White House is willing to sign off on any of these. So, oh boy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, a quick news update from Joe Ford over the newsroom. So stick around. Oh yeah, let's hit Sign of the Apocalypse.
Here is today's Sign of the Apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, today's Sign of the Apocalypse, simple and easy. Porn searches for Stormy Daniels for the first 3 months of this year are up 32,400% compared to the first 3 months of the year last year. 32,400% increase in porn searches. Okay, well, I saw somebody saying, well, President Trump's collecting millions of dollars fundraising off of this indictment over hush money payments to her. Maybe now she's making some extra money off of the porn searches. I don't know if you make money on that, but it just, it's kind of funny, but also sad. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get a quick traffic update before we go over to the newsroom.
Roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, and our slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, one Tennessee Democratic lawmaker expelled from office. Another was spared from expulsion for protesting stricter gun law, for stricter gun laws, I should say. Representative Justin Jones, though, notes he will continue showing up with young people at the state capitol, whether he's in the chamber or not. Court documents reveal the Nashville school shooter had journals on other school shootings under her bed. The shooter killed 3 children and 3 adults at the Covenant School in March. Final test results show Pfizer's experimental RSV vaccine was 82% effective in preventing severe infections in infants when given to expecting mothers in the second half of their pregnancy. And a big weekend in store for the Super Mario Brothers movie. It made $32 million on Wednesday, projecting a 5-day haul of over $141 million. Bobby?
Question, which one are you wanting to see? If you could only see one of them this weekend, which one would it be, Super Mario or Air?
Oh, I mean, easily Air for me. But I realize I'm, you know, maybe in the minority on that. But yeah, I mean, big Jordan guy, big sports guy. Yeah, but I will definitely see both.
If it wasn't for my daughter, it would probably I would see Air. But I do have a 13-year-old, so
a good chance to educate her on Michael Jordan and, you know, just have a good indoctrination talk.
Yeah, that's right. I think, I don't remember if you and I talked about it before, but when that Jordan documentary came out on Netflix, that big thing,
I can't remember
what it's called anymore. Yeah, Last Dance. When that came out, I watched it with my son, who was just a teenager at the time. I think he was like 16 at the time when that came out. And he was just really getting into basketball a lot. He loves basketball now. But and every time I tell him Jordan was the best, greatest of all time, he was always like, Dad, come on.
Right.
Look at LeBron's numbers compared to Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Then when we watched The Last Dance, my son was like, okay, that guy was amazing. I'm like, you just don't know. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Jordan was next level. And that documentary woke a lot of people up to, like, truly how unique he was. So I'm looking forward to both of them. Like, I want to see them both. All right. Thanks. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The number one new hot job skill. Employers say you have a 90% chance, better chance of getting hired and increase your chances of landing a job if you have this skill on your resume. You know how to use ChatGPT. That's right. The new artificial intelligence software. It's only been out for 5 months. How can you have quote unquote experience? Be like, I was one of the first ones to ever use it. I mean, technically, you'd be telling the truth. You ought to check it out. It's not that bad. It's really easy to use. So there you go.
You're listening to
News Radio 92.3.